Welcome to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast, a weekly conversation about mental health, personal development, and all the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information or to find a therapist in your area, visit our website at therapyforblackgirls.com. While I hope you love listening to and learning from the podcast, it is not meant to be a substitute for a relationship with a licensed mental health professional. Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for joining me for session 188 of Therapy for Black Girls podcast. We are finally at the finish line, y'all. 2020 is almost over. And I hope that you've had some time recently to rest, eat some good food, laugh, connect, and just take some time for yourself. For the past couple of days, I have indulged deeply in spending time with my family and catching up on my playlists, including Bridgerton, The Flight Attendant, Soul, and Sylvie's Love. And I'm currently looking for my next watch, so if there's something that you've watched recently that I need to add to my list, hit me up on Twitter at HelloDrJoy and let me know what to watch next. I've also been spending some time thinking about the whirlwind 2020 has been. Something I've been working on with my therapist is being able to do a better job of processing things as they happen as opposed to storing it all up to process later. And I felt like so much has happened this year that it's been difficult to do that in real time, which is probably why I've been thinking about it lately, now that my schedule is slower and I have a little more downtime. I've spent some time thinking about how this year has changed me in ways that I can see, and probably lots that I can't see right now. And what happens next year, as so much still feels uncertain and precarious. I've made myself a list of 12 questions to journal about, and of course, I want to share them with you. You're welcome to write them down, but of course, we've also made a handout for you that you can download. You can text the word questions to 504-499-0663 and you'll get a download sent to you. Again, that number is 504-499-0663 and just text the word questions. As with all of my prompts, I invite you to find some time in the beginning of your day or at the end to write. And try not to get too in your head about what you're writing. It's not an assignment, but more an exercise in bringing what's inside out. And by no means do you need to ponder on or write about all of these things in one sitting. Take as much time as you need. And it doesn't need to even be done by January 1st. You can do this on your own time. So question number one, how are you really feeling? When you think about what 2020 has been and what 2021 might be, what comes up for you? Number two, what was most difficult for you about 2020? Number three, what brought you joy this year? Number four, what helps you to feel safe? Question number five, what surprised you about yourself this year? Number six, what surprised you about others this year? Number seven, how are you planning to take care of yourself next year? Number eight, how do you know when you've overextended yourself? What are the signs? Number nine, what boundaries need some readjusting in the new year? Number 10, what additional supports have you recognized would be helpful? Number 11, how can you help make a difference in your community next year? And number 12, what are you most looking forward to in 2021? I know that last year we talked about choosing a word or a theme for the new year. I've not done that yet this year, and I'm not sure if I will. I'm not quite feeling like I'm ready to choose a word for 2021, but if that's something that you're going to do, then I think that that would be a good idea to journal about that as well. So these are the questions I'm writing about, but y'all always have great questions too. So if there are other things that you're reflecting on as we wrap up 2020, if you're comfortable, please share them with us on social media using the hashtag TBGInSession. And don't forget to text two sisters in your circle right now so that they can check out this episode as well. If there's a topic you'd like to have us cover next year on the podcast, please submit it to us at therapyforblackgirls.com/mailbox. And if you're looking for a therapist in your area, be sure to check out our therapist directory at therapyforblackgirls.com/directory. If you're looking for a place to just be yourself or to connect with other sisters in your area, come on over and join us in the Yellow Couch Collective, where we take a deeper dive into the topics from the podcast and just about everything else. You can join us at therapyforblackgirls.com/YCC. Thank y'all so much for joining me again this week. I hope that you have a peaceful remainder of 2020 and a joyful entrance to 2021. I look forward to continuing this conversation with you all real soon. Take good care. Hey ladies, it's Dr. Joy. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Nowadays, a lot of these big companies pretend to care about our communities and issues with nothing more than lip service. State Farm is the opposite. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help educate in financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something they care deeply about. They want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't mean authenticity, that it takes a good neighbor to sponsor programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, and to fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth that to date participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.